Welcome back, my listeners. It's Wednesday, so you know what that means. Another episode of Self Care with Lee. I know you all are happy that it's Wednesday. We are halfway through the mark, and you got this. Stay tuned for more Self Care with Lee. What's up, listeners? Are you looking for a podcast that's going to encourage you, motivate you, and meditate with you? Look no further. Self Care with Lee is a podcast to encourage you to love yourself, hold yourself accountable, and caring and nurturing for yourself so you can grow and reach your highest potential. I want to be your friend, motivator, and cheer you on. You got this. Here's to Self Care with Lee. Hey, my listeners, welcome back. I want to talk about this episode, three self-care tips that will propel you to your next level. Are you feeling stuck and you're looking for a way to get loose and just create and do what you need to do to reach your fullest potential? No worries. Today, I'm going to talk about getting you to your next level by resetting, restarting, and refocusing. I want to talk about how you can include self-care tips while you are trying to rejuvenate your energy so you can put your best foot forward. Stay tuned and let's get into this meditation, shall we? Good morning. Today is the day you get another chance to start fresh. You are resilient and you can begin again. Today is a new opportunity to reach a goal, set out new intentions, and feel good about you. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are now meditating with Lee. I want to first start off this conversation with you all by giving you all a huge shout out and thank you. When I told you all to go and support the YouTube channel, not only did y'all show up, but y'all showed out. I mean, the subscribers, the views for that particular podcast, I appreciate you all. When it was my time to just reset, restart, and refocus, I had to consider a lot of things. Was I taking on too much by continuing the podcast? Was I taking on too much by starting a YouTube channel? Was I focusing on the right things that will get me to the next level? And I really, truly enjoy the YouTube. I really, truly enjoy this podcast, making it for you all. And although I burn myself out and overwhelm myself with projects, I do not want to quit. So by me putting myself out there and my content and you all supporting like you do, I appreciate you and I will never stop. I thank you, thank you, thank you. That is what brought me to this episode, reset, restart, and refocus, because I want to let you know that you can include self-care in all perspectives of your life, all aspects of your life. You are able to have it all. You just have to find balance. So in order to balance yourself out and the projects that you take on and the different things that you have going on in your life, you always have to reset, restart, and refocus at some point, because you will get burnt out and you will get overwhelmed and you will be stressed and you will have anxiety, but you can conquer all those things and outdo yourself every time. I shock myself and I just want to thank you, thank you, thank you all, because this podcast will be nothing without you. My YouTube will be nothing without you viewing it, supporting, liking, commenting, and you know, just subscribing. Right now, we're very early in the stages of just building the entire brand of Self Care with Lee. And I am just so at all of that means something to me. People often wonder and ask me, you know, are you ever going to quit the podcast? And I have to say, no, I might take a break, but I'm never quitting. That is the beauty of resetting, restarting, and refocusing. You never need to quit on your dreams. You never have to quit on the path that you have chosen to take because you are just beginning. You can take a break, but please don't quit. You deserve it all. You deserve everything you're setting out to do. And like I tell you, I'm cheering you on. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for myself. I'm cheering myself on. Every day, I have to remind myself that there's a bigger picture that I'm chasing. And right now, I have to be consistent. I have to put in the work so I can see the fruits of my labor. This brings me to my next point. Why is it important to include self-care into your daily responsibilities? It's important because you have to think of yourself as the prize. You're the one running your company. You're the one getting things done. You are the one that needs to reach their highest potential. In order to do so on those days where you seem overwhelmed or stressed out and filled with anxiety, you are able to come to yourself and come to your center by meditation, maybe going out for a walk. One of the things that really have encouraged me to get through these days is going to a Pilates class or going out to the gym and working out before my full day gets started. Waking up so much earlier than I need to has really helped me have a clear mental space for my daily projects. And sometimes I overload myself with projects, but I can't wait to take my shower with my favorite products before bed. And I just know that that is going to make me feel better inside. And I know that my projects are going to get done because I have the mental capacity to get them done. Self-care is so essential when you are a hard worker. You're a hustler and you need time for you to reset, restart, and refocus. Each and every day, this is important. Focusing on self-care will enhance your personal growth, building confidence, and create an unbelievable feeling of worthiness. When you feel capable and worthy, there is nothing stopping you from becoming the best version of yourself and leveling up. If you feel stuck, it is because you have not spent enough time with yourself to figure out who you are and what you want. This simply means it's time to reset, restart, and refocus. This was getting really good, but I have to take a break to pay some bills and get to the commercials. But we'll be right back with those self-care tips and a little bit more information about how you can reset, restart, and refocus. Stay tuned for more self-care with me. Is it time to experience the world? Are you tired of your view and desire something new? Stop what you're doing and go book your resolution now. With Booking.com, you can choose from a wide range of properties and choose your new view today. Au revoir. Hey, you. Are you looking for excitement in your time of boredom? Something accessible and in arm's reach? Download Audible today and start listening to the best-selling audiobooks, exclusive originals, and free podcasts. Try Audible for free for 30 days using my link today. The link can be found in the description of this podcast. Are you ready for a cup of coffee, but you're in need of a healthier option that is vitamin-infused, non-GMO, gluten, soy, and BPA-free? Look no further. VitaCup has you covered with a wide range of coffee with vitamins and superfoods that will boost your metabolism, your energy, and much more. Check out VitaCup in the podcast description to get your discounted delivery today. Enjoy. All right, welcome back. Let's get into these three self-care tips. The reset. The reset is all about setting yourself up for success by getting clear and starting with the end in mind. You always have to be clear. So do all the things that you need to have a clear mind. As I stated before, going to the gym early in the morning before I get my workday started helps me tremendously with my thought process, my mindfulness. And also, it just gives me such a great feeling that I can conquer all things. So I want to go into depth about that a little bit more too. I started waking up every morning at 4:45. I don't get up right away. I read my Bible app so I could keep up with my daily refreshers. Once I'm done with that, I get up totally. I make up my bed. I open the curtains. I don't open my blinds just yet because it's still dark outside, but it allows me to just process, meditate on my word, and just feel brand new for my brand new day, a new opportunity. My next tip, the restart. Now that you're clear about the goal, you can restart the process of going after it. If you are clear and know your end game, you can now develop the strategy to propel you into the new future, your new future. Re-strategize during that time of reset. My favorite thing to do is to grab my agenda and just write down all the things, all my plans for the week. It allows me to reset, reshift, and restart. So take that in mind. Write your goals down weekly and cross them out as you get them done. Therefore, you are holding yourself accountable. You always know what your end game is, and you are succeeding at getting to your next level. The next tip and the last tip, refocus. Distractions kill dreams. Rid your life of people, places, and things that steal your clarity and purpose. This is probably the hardest part, but you can't get where you are going by staying right where you are. This was one of the hardest lessons that I continuously repeated until I learned it. It's time to reshift, restart, and refocus. It's time for you to choose yourself, set those boundaries, and say no to the things that are distracting you from your end goal. You are totally capable of chasing your dreams and reaching your highest potential and becoming successful. But there are things in your life that you have to let go of. They're sacrifices, and they weren't really good for you anyway. This was a hard lesson for me, and I know it's going to be tough for you, but once you decide to make those changes, you will see so much success just flow. You'll be overflowed with joy by the new people, the new places, and the new things that you have propelled to because you have let go of certain things that were no longer serving you and your purpose. You have to learn to let go. And then once you learn to let go, reshift that focus on the things that really matter and be consistent. Don't stop. And if you stop, take a little break and do these steps. And what are those? The reset, restart, and refocus. I'm cheering you on, and I know that you are able to do it. I'm encouraging you to implement those self-care tips that I shared so that way you can propel to your next level. Please write comments and download this podcast and support the YouTube. Please mention me wherever you hear this podcast because I want to hear your testimony. I want to hear your successes, and I don't want to cheer you on and not know what I'm cheering for. So reach out to me. I am here for you. And until next time, here's to Self-Care with Lee. Bye. Keep it cute, sis.